I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The polls opened for a second day today in Egypt, and for a second day, things went smoothly. Many Egyptians are hoping their votes will hasten a transition to democracy, but many are determined to keep up the pressure on Egypt's ruling generals. The elections this week follow several days of violent protests against military rule. Demonstrators still occupy Tahrir Square today. The World's Matthew Bell reports now from Cairo on one young woman who is standing up to the Egyptian army in court.
25-year-old Samira Ibrahim made the 7-hour train ride to Cairo last night. She's taking the Egyptian army to court for subjecting her to torture and abuse, including a so-called virginity test while in military detention. Judges had promised to issue a verdict today. Standing on the front steps of the courthouse, her round face wrapped tightly in a fuchsia headscarf, Ibrahim says she's nervous. What gives her some amount of confidence are the dozen or so Egyptian friends, activists, and lawyers who've shown up to support her. One of them is a young bearded Egyptian engineer named Hossam Adin. He introduces himself to me as a Salafi Muslim. That's an ultra-conservative branch of Islam. Adin says he met Samira in early February in Tahrir Square. He got to know her, and he's here because he says what happened to her could happen to any Egyptian girl under this military government, and that's not acceptable. Samira Ibrahim described what happened to her in detail in a video posted online. Ibrahim, along with 16 other women, were detained during a demonstration in early March. She says she was held for 4 days. Ibrahim alleges that soldiers beat her repeatedly, subjected her to electric shocks, and then, worst of all, they made her strip so that a man in military clothes could check to see if she was a virgin. She felt like she had been raped. In June, Ibrahim filed a criminal case against the army, but it's gone nowhere. So she is also pursuing a case in civil court with the help of several human rights groups. They are asking judges to rule on the legality of Ibrahim's treatment by the military. If they win, it could amount to the most serious legal blow to the Egyptian military's supreme political control over Egypt. Ahmed Hossam is Samira Ibrahim's lawyer. In a smart gray suit, he stands outside the courtroom smoking one cigarette after another. This case is incredibly sensitive politically, he says. Observers say it's hard to overstate just how brave Hossam's client is for pursuing her case. Ibrahim was not the only woman subjected to so-called virginity tests while in detention, but the subject of sexual abuse carries a powerful stigma, says Heba Morayef of Human Rights Watch.
Egypt remains a very conservative society, and even talking about the fact that these virginity tests took place is very difficult for young women. In fact, most of the women subjected to these forced virginity tests had not wanted to come forward.
Today in court was a big disappointment. The judge did not make a ruling. Instead, the case was postponed until late December. Ibrahim was visibly frustrated. I'm not angry, Ibrahim says. They're just stalling. They're trying to kill my case. But I'm not going to give up. Ibrahim's lawyer says the case is probably being held up because the political atmosphere is so sensitive right now with the recent violence and ongoing parliamentary elections. He says there's not much to do now except to wait. As for Samira Ibrahim, she's not waiting for anything. Minutes after the disappointing announcement in the courtroom, she joined a small group of demonstrators and together they marched straight back to Tahrir Square. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.